Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, with me again is Max Greiner, the big dog and the head honcho, one of them, out at the Cross in Kerrville. How about that for an intro, Max? That's different.
Yeah, big dog. Yeah, Dale. I've been called worse, though, that's for sure. Well, it's good to be here today, Roy. And
well, tell us a little bit about who you are, because you know there may be some people listening that may not have heard the name Max Greiner on this show.
Yeah, this.
And what you do, and how did you get into this thing they call the Cross in Kerrville?
Yeah, this isn't a normal radio show, because...
Well, no, not with you and me doing it.
I was going to say, with us doing it, it's not normal, nothing. But I'm an artist. I'm a husband, a father. But God made me an evangelist also. And so this show is about lifting up Jesus Christ. And we talk about all the miracles and things that happen out at the Sculpture Prayer Garden on Interstate 10 in Kerrville, Texas. And so this is really just a lift up the Lord. And he says if we lift him up, then people will find him. And that's what we're doing.
All right. Well, you've got a miracle of the week every week, and this is no different. So let's share the miracle of the week.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd talk about some of the big sculptures that have been cast out at the garden, and all of those pieces were cast by Eagle Bronze in Lander, Wyoming, the big bronze sculptures, and then they also helped get the big 77-foot cross together. And without Eagle Bronze, this garden wouldn't be there today. And it was just really a miracle how God put us together. The foundry is owned by Monty and Beverly Paddleford. And back in January of 1990, I did my first big sculpture of the Divine Servant, Jesus washing Peter's feet. That's out at the garden. And anyways, I asked God, who's going to do this? I had a foundry that I've been using in Austin just 2 hours away. But I felt like since this was my first big masterpiece monument that I needed to get some other bids. So I got 9 bids from across the United States. And I said, now, God, if you would, make the one you want me to use to be the least expensive, cheapest bid. And, you know, because, and I, so that was kind of a fleece.
Make it easy on me. Make the
make
cheapest one.
So we got all the bids in, and Eagle Bronze and Monty Paddleford were one of the nine that I had just sent a letter cold to, and Monty had called in earlier, but after he got my initial letter and said, well, we think God's spoken to us and told us we're supposed to do your sculpture. So I said, well, great, thank you, send in your bid by a certain date. And I hung up the phone and I said, okay, God, if he's the one, and I sensed he was, but I says, if he's the one, have him come in with the lowest bid. And so the time went by, I think it was like 30 days or something, and all the bids came in from all the foundries all over the United
States.
Except Monty's bid. And he calls on that day, and he said, Mr. Griner, this is Monty Paddleford. Can I just read you my bid? And he read a number, Roy, and it put him at the lowest bid of nine bids, $200 less than the lowest bid that we got. And I said, well, you've got the job. And so we, you know, then went on up to Wyoming. We took the sculpture up. We got it cast. We found out the Paddlefords were wonderful Christian people and loved the Lord like we did. And I was praying for my first big bronze and the number one that went to Sonderman, as a matter of fact. And Monty had taken me, was taking me to the airport, and we stopped at a place, and he picked me up at the motel room. And right before he walked up, for the 30 minutes or 45 minutes before then, the Holy Spirit said, give Monty another $1,000. And I said, what? And I don't pay foundries more than they ask for. And he kept saying, give Monty another $1,000. Anyways, Monty knocked on the door, and I'm all frustrated, and I have a check written out, and I hand it to him. And I, he said, what's that for? And I said, I have no idea, but God said, give it to you. And it was $1,000. And he's a big old guy, big, tall, 6 foot something. And tears started to come to his eyes. And I said, you don't know what this means. And I said, you bet I don't know what this means. I've never paid somebody more than I owed him for a bronze. And this was expensive bronze. But I gave him $1,000. He said, no, you don't understand. The day I was calling you, as I was reading my number that the, my foundry people had put together for me, God said, take $1,000 off the price.
Really?
Yes. And so he read me a number exactly $1,000 less than what he had on his sheet. And so, then God had me give his $1,000 back to him. And we knew that we were a marriage made in heaven after that. And all these years later, you know, we've been using Eagle Bronze to do these big
And big ladies sculptures. And gentlemen, without further ado, here's Monty Paddleford. Monty, welcome to our show.
Well, welcome, and thank you for having me on. Wish we didn't have quite the cold temperatures, but it is that time of the year. So thank you for allowing us to be a part of the program and participating in the great work that is taking place there in the heart of the Hill Country.
Well, listen, you know God brought you together from the start. Do you think it was a divine purpose, Max, or what? Why don't y'all discuss that a little bit?
Yeah, well, of course, like I said, it was God. But Monty not only was good at foundry work, but he was a great man of God, and he had a great family. And so he had all the skills, technical skills we needed, but he understood what I was trying to do with my artwork. And most foundries would not. They would be just another sculpture, another cowboy, another Indian, another horse, and yet the Paddlefords knew. But the God has brought that family together, we really believe, to lift up Jesus Christ in bronze.
Well, Monty, did you know this was an inspired thing from the very beginning, or did at some point did this hit you?
No, I would say at the very beginning, but perhaps not in the way you would have thought, Roy. It's interesting, a number of years earlier when I was working, I worked for Alcoa for several years, and one day, while I was still working for them, we knew that we were going to be coming to Wyoming to start this foundry. But I felt like the Lord spoke to me and just said, in these last days, I'm going to use art, 3D sculpture, but use art to draw people to me. And one of the things that God has shown me as being kind of a technical person is that he has always met me where I am. And because he treats us of each of us individually, I've been so fortunate that in learning my relationship with God that it has been many times he's spoken to me through a cause and effect sort of thing. And when this whole event came together with Max with a divine servant, I remembered back the very place that I was at when I heard that word, that how he was going to use arts in these last days to draw people to him. And so that became a confirmation of a word that I'd received 4 or 5 years earlier but just, again, to address his realness in our life and his desire to be real in everyone's life. And so that is why I had shared with Max why I felt we were to cast that for him, because that was the first piece of Christian art that had come to the foundry, and we had started in 85, so we'd been going a few years before that happened. And so at a number of levels, it was just a very humbling experience to recognize that we were beginning to see a fulfillment of a word that God had spoken some years earlier.
Well, Monty, does God introduce all of your clients this way?
You know, initially, Roy, I would have said no, but because he treats us individually, I would say he has done many that way. Not so directly as with Max, nothing like that, of course, but because Max is a very special person, and anyone who knows Max knows that and his love and passion for Jesus. But I do believe that the Lord has brought people to us before, and so has the enemy. And so the wisdom has been to recognize which ones are from the Lord and which ones are not. And I will just say that there's been a few that I realized that we had not made the correct choice. But we do believe that the Lord brings us the people that we're to do business with.
Well, it's definitely God has a plan for our lives. I think we can all agree on that.
No question of that, yes.
What is your background?
Well, going back many years, I'm a degreed engineer with a mechanical engineer with a metallurgy background. I worked in the industry for several years before we came to Wyoming to start this foundry. And so I've been, like I said earlier, a technical person, ranched for a number of years up in Washington where I actually grew up. And so we've kind of done a number of different things, but through all of those years, we've had some very, very tough times. And the thing that I'm at an age now is I've learned as I've gotten older, if nothing else, as we get older, we have opinions just about most about everything. And so, what we realize is that for every one of us, for the things that we're dealing with in life, many times the Lord has prepared us for that by things that have occurred in the past. And so with our backgrounds, both with the things we had done in ranching and then later in industry, all of those things prepared us really to come here and start an art foundry with which we had no experience when we began to do that. We just felt we were supposed to do this. My wife is an artist, and so was her father, and so we had some knowledge of the art industry through her father from many years prior, but we had never done anything with the foundry until we came here and decided we were to do this. But the irony of it was that we had no fear of doing that. We just felt like the Lord would unveil things for us as we went, and that's surely what he did.
You know, you and Max have become close friends over the years. Max?
Yeah, Roy, Monty has really become one of my best friends, and I kidded a minute ago, it's kind of like being married. When you're in business, in the art business, and you're making these bronzes, they're very personal kind of things, even if they're not Christian. But for Bonnie and I, it's a spiritual thing, too. And so it's become a deep friendship. He's one of my mentors. And again, their work is all over the world. They're one of the largest art foundries in the world. And all of the famous artists, most of them that you know, have cast at different times their art at this foundry. But it's really cemented a friendship God has way beyond just casting metal. That he calls me when he needs a prayer, and I call him when I need a prayer. And that's the way it's been since 1990.
Monty, I think you have cast all of Max's big bronzes. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so you're the one that actually made the 77-foot, 7-inch cross.
Yes, we were fortunate to get to be involved with that, yes.
Yeah, and it's beyond, I mean, the bronzes are sculptures, the figures and stuff, they're cast bronze. The 77-foot cross Monty put together from my designs and fabricated it technically. But he's the one that did it, and Monty and Beverly, his wife, with Sherry and I, donated that cross to the garden. And we wouldn't have been able to do it if Monty and Beverly hadn't decided to give their profits on that job that they normally would have made, just gave it to the Lord. And so between us, Sherry and I, by the grace of God, being able to pay for the steel and stuff, Monty and them donated their profits, and by that, today a $2 million cross is sitting on the top of that mountain.
Monty, when you first heard Max share this garden vision, what did you think?
You know, it's going back to that time when I was working for Alcoa, and felt like the Lord said he was going to use the arts in these last days because we're such a visual society to draw people to him. You know, when Max was talking about that, it brought me back to that word again and thinking of just God as fulfilling what he had spoken earlier. And you know, you can see the response that has happened there in the Hill Country and around the world now with people that are being drawn to that. And there's something about seeing this sculpture in three dimensions. It does something to our emotions inside, and when that happens, it's when the Lord can really come to minister to us. But his vision for that from the onset has been was just really breathtaking. And then for his and Sherry's steadfastness to see this through as they have is a testament to their faith in Jesus to see them through this. But this is just the beginning with that garden. The stories that will come in the years ahead of us of how that has been a significant piece of from people who are needing to have a taste of the Lord. We're going to hear more and more stories and miracles that have come from that because of what that garden can do. The layout of it, the prayer paths that are there, everything is there. There's such a peaceful place. It is truly a light on a hill. And not only physically as to where it's located, but certainly in the spiritual sense. And it's people learning about that, they're going to see the number of attendants just grow and grow and grow because we are in such desperate need of something like this now in our time.
Monty Paddleford, thank you so much for being with us this week. We appreciate it. We'll be talking again next week with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Max, how do people reach us real quickly?
Okay, the Coming King Foundation. It's www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And also you can reach Monty if you need to cast a good bronze at eaglebronze.com in Lander, Wyoming.
Eagle All right. Bronze. Thank you for listening to us this week. I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week. And here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor comments.
Hi, it's good to be back with you this week. And I have some more wonderful quotes from people that have written in. And also, I wanted to tell you that if you ever want to write in, we would love to hear from you. Just you may never know. I might read yours on the radio next time. Okay, this first one is a long one, and it came from TripAdvisor. And it's a really good one. It says, I was overwhelmed by my experience here. My husband and I were returning from a family weekend visit to San Antonio. We have two sons who have just finished their service for our country. There are many types of wounds to heal from war, and our families are not all that different from others. Some wounds were stitched and healed by a doctor. Some are inside. One of my sons no longer believes in God, believes that God is a solution to our problems. He believes that religion is responsible for all of our wars. I was praying on the way home to myself about this for my family. My family is all I have. I love them. I have never thought too much about the large cross on the road, except that it must be on private land because now that society being what it is, it would be illegal for it to be on public land, so near the road, even if it comforts us to see it as we pass. But my husband surprised me. He said he wanted to go see this cross. So we did. I thought we would just drive by it and maybe sit for a while. I didn't know. But when we got there, I realized I would have to get out and walk and read the lovely scriptures written all the way to the cross and see the beautiful, monumental, majestic sculptures created to glorify God. I stood under the cross. I read How to Ask for a Miracle and realized God heard me praying. He brought me and my husband here to comfort me. I sat and I wrote my prayer on a prayer rock, and I wrote, Thank you, God, for answering my prayers. Your child, Jean. And she was from Houston. The next one is also from TripAdvisor. And it says, Wow, amazingly humbled. What an amazing place nestled in Kerrville. What an amazing place to go to and reflect on the goodness of God. The cross is awesome, as are the statues that surround it. You will leave humbled. And this was from Chad.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.